Welcome to the Rogue Apostle Show. I'm James.
I'm Scotty.
I'm Zane Thomas.
And I'm Steven.
Okay, guys. Okay, so I feel like there's a lot of great movies coming out very soon.
Why do you do this to me?
I know, because it's your weakness, Zane.
It is.
And I'm always going to move in on your weakness, Zane.
Need to get better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't be sorry.
A lot of great movies coming out, one of which that I'm super excited for is Black Panther 2,
Wakanda
Forever.
That's the Superman music. Just for the record.
He is
super. You whitewashed Black Panther's intro
music. Okay, first of all, I can't, I don't know the verses to the Kanye song they used, okay? Or the Kendrick Lamar song that they used. Even though that trailer was amazing. That trailer was amazing.
It looks really good.
First of all, even if you didn't see the trailer, you have to admit, having someone like Angela Bassett in your cast, mm-hmm. I'm talking Waiting to Exhale, American Horror Story, mm-hmm. just icon, mm-hmm. you know, in your cast, and then like it's you know, passing of the mantle from the first one, Chadwick Boseman. And you know what's funny? Legos spoiled who was the next Black Panther.
Legos. Oh, you.
Like, they spent all this money to keep everything secret.
They stepped on their own Lego.
And they, oh my gosh.
Well, there was a big controversy. Do you recast him, or do you kill the character off?
Yeah, well.
Both seem wildly inappropriate.
Well, here's the thing. In the comic, mm-hmm. he did die. Mm-hmm. And in the comic, his sister took over.
Speaking of spoilers.
In the comic.
Wasn't this like.
In the comic, I said.
A long time ago. Though.
Yeah, nobody reads those except for Zane.
Are you starting from issue one?
I've been trying to, but yeah. I don't think there's any reason.
That's right. No, nobody reads comics. What they are reading is graphic novels.
Yeah, oh my goodness. Absolutely.
This is
what I love. See, when other people are away, we can have like a nerd episode.
Yeah.
And I felt.
And by other people.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to try to nerd out with Amanda here or Faith here. Or, you know,
they'll just be snoring.
Or John. I don't think John
is a big comic book aficionado.
You know what? That was funny. One time I was talking with John about comic books, and he starts talking about Archie comics.
Ooh.
But in a very serious way.
Yeah.
And
you're
so
like,
Oh,
you're serious. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I was talking.
I know exactly. Yeah. He goes on these tangents.
Took me a moment, too. I was like, oh. Because I was about to start laughing, and he was like, no, she was talking about it. I was like, oh, you're
big fan. Yeah, I love it.
Oh, yeah, love it. Absolutely. you ever read comics,
Gart
Steven?
Dilbert, am I right?
So I when I was a kid, I used to make friends with people who collected comics, and mm-hmm. I would just go to their house and I would read the comics, and that was my discount way of.
So this is how you started your emotional and mental abuse of your friends.
Yeah, like, we're friends because.
But I'll tell you this, man. If someone looks at me seriously, it's like, you know, it's especially good if it's an obscure title that I wouldn't even recognize. Like in issue 162.
Oh yeah.
When he's dealing with. Such as, you know, like I thought that really was not handled well, and I love that specificity and that, like, deep dive.
There's something cool about like being a fan of a fandom.
Okay, so listen, being a fan, being that much of a fan, being that into it is in itself kind of a fan culture thing as well. Mm-hmm. Like if you ever look at any of the Kevin Smith movies,
mm-hmm. oh my gosh,
those
cult
movies
classics now.
Are literally a lot of those movies are about being fans.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's pointing at that, like the absurdity of it, but also like the culture of it.
Yeah, like just that. Like how much that means to those nerds. I mean,
yeah,
me.
yeah. Because listen, I may not have been a big fan of like comic books like that, like, and I was, but I wasn't like huge into it like that.
Sure.
But if you were asking me about wrestling back in the day,
yeah,
I mean, I was a huge fan.
And I will ask you about wrestling back in the day.
Oh my
so
God.
Don't worry.
Yeah, what's your opinion on Kurt Angle?
Yeah.
Okay, first of all,
he ended Scotty too.
First
two
of all, we're not even going to do this right now.
Jake the Snake.
Yeah,
wait,
Jake the Snake. Oh wow, yeah.
Why did Hacksaw Jim Duggan?
Oh my gosh,
carry a piece of wood. You cut a hacksaws for cutting metal.
Yeah,
it's like it didn't make sense. I don't get it.
One of my favorite
the
like
things you choose to get caught up on.
I love.
Steven.
I love in the Spider-Man movie where he goes and fights the WWE fighter in the cage.
Oh my God! That
I got
was...
you for 3 minutes, Spider-Man. I just rewatched it; still holds up.
Oh my God!
That's so funny.
Okay. So, what are you like? I'm gonna start with you, Zane.
Why?
What are you just a huge fan of?
A huge fan of? I'm a huge fan of comic books. Like, that's like literally the one thing that I guess is like my home away from home.
Mm-hmm.
Just
dissolve into a good...
Yeah, well, it's just, yeah, I don't know. I just need to believe that there's some good out there. Yeah. Sometimes
so
you
give
you
me
want...
your give me your like top three favorite villains, no,
hold
characters.
Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. No, 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 no. We got to get around to everyone's
okay,
favorite
okay,
you're
thing.
Right. And then we'll come back to
Luke
that.
Luke Cage, Blade.
Wow, look
and
at
you. And another black guy.
You're like, well, there's only
see,
three.
I knew. Yeah. Now we have to debate that. Thanks, Scotty, for running us through.
All right, we'll come back. We'll come back to this. Steven, what's
Steven, what?
I do like the idea. It's like my favorite comic books are Black Man number one, Black Man number two. No. Okay.
Representation.
So, I would say that one of the things that I geeked out the most about ever is fonts. I used to really collect them and know a lot about the fonts and who designed them and like what.
Okay, hold on one second. We're gonna because
what does this mean?
So here's the thing.
Like the character, the fonts.
Listen, no. Let's run it back a little bit because so, I saw the look on your face.
Puzzled.
You're like, what
puzzled,
is going
perplexed.
On?
Perplexed.
Steven, explain to Zane what you're talking about.
I'm talking about typefaces, different types of typefaces.
Oh, fonts.
Yes.
That makes font. Way more sense.
Yeah. And also the fonts. No.
I was like, leather jacket, pompadour.
You know, jukebox. I would say that, you know, when it was run up and running, I mean, I knew all about Star Trek The Next Generation.
Okay.
I knew all
yeah.
the episodes, the characters. You know,
oh,
it's
for
like
sure.
if someone tried to tell me that John Luke's brother was not Robert or Robert, I mean, Robert. We're going to fight, you know.
Whoa.
So, but, you know, I can't.
So it's fonts.
Fonts is number one. Yeah, fonts is definitely number
one. We're going to unpackage like that later.
Star Trek is a voracious fan base, so that's a good answer.
What are you a fan of, Scotty?
Oh, everything. Music's probably my top one just in general. Yeah. I love like delving into like artist history and discographies. But Magic the Gathering, unfortunately,
whoa,
for my wallet.
Did not see that
dude,
coming.
Dude, I love Commander. Like sitting down with buddies, having a couple beers, and... Be like, why are you targeting me? Boom, I'll kill your family.
Untap, upkeep, draw.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. Okay,
it's
so
the complexity.
So here's the thing. Now we got to get back to this thing, Zane.
Are crazy.
So your favorite comic book characters in order.
He's pulling out the list.
You said Blade, comic book character.
He doesn't have a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
It's really sad.
He's kind of a one-trick pony there,
yeah.
Zane.
Yeah. He's like, if it's not vampires, I don't go near it.
Okay, so now, so we got Blade. Who else?
Got Luke Cage.
Obviously.
Yeah, hold on. Now, see, Luke Cage's comic was actually pretty good. Like, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Like,
he
was
about a black man
a
hustling.
Yeah.
He was about a black man hustling.
Street-level crime, and it was dealing with politics
helping
and all
the people.
That. And the show that was on Netflix was actually very good as well.
You know
debatable.
What one wasn't? Iron Fist was garbage.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was.
I'll get to that
hot
one in a minute. Yeah.
You know, it hurts me that you even mentioned Iron Fist because it was so bad.
Yeah, it was real bad.
Like,
it
now I'm going to have to – I'll probably have to go to therapy for a couple of times.
Turns out –
I actually have a show called The Smoke Break. You should check it out. It's kind of like therapy.
he'll have you on.
Okay, now let's – for a moment. Steven, I am so puzzled that your answer was fonts. That the whole next segment is that we're going
to
talk about that.
Yeah,
so we're going to skip that for a second, put a little button in it, and then we're going to talk about my nerd friend who I play Magic the Gathering with, Scotty.
Oh, you guys play together?
Hey, it's me, yeah.
This is the ultimate betrayal.
This is the betrayal,
This is the betrayal. But see, here's the thing. Like, I love that it's his favorite because he's actually not very good. So,
oh, that's funny.
So,
oh, man.
You, just because you pack every instant and sorcery that you can pack in
Scotty,
one deck.
Yeah.
And I think
you absolute troll.
I'm just
Scotty
saying,
just pulled out
just,
a sword.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. He brought a sword to a gunfight. That's what he did. Folks, you're listening to the Rogue Apostles radio show on KXRW. I'm James.
I'm Scotty.
I'm Zane Thomas.
And I'm Steven.
And we'll be right back.
Programming like this is made possible by the generous support of David Dansky with David's Toys, buyer and collector of old toy trains, including Lionel, Flyer, Ives, and Marks. He is interested in buying old transportation-related toys as well as toy trains from the late 1800s to the 1960s. David offers appraisals for fellow toy train lovers as well. David's Toys can be reached at 360-576-1602. That's 360-576-1602.
KXRW Radio would like to help spread the word about food availability. Head to ClarkCountyFoodBank.org and click on Find Food to access a map and printable list of pantry locations throughout the region where you can go to pick up food and take it home. That's ClarkCountyFoodBank.org.
You're listening to the Rogue Apostle Show. I'm James.
I'm Scotty.
I'm Zane Thomas.
And I'm Steven.
So here's the thing, Steven. Like, when I met Steven, Steven and I enjoy some of the same pastimes, mainly being cannabis. We very much enjoy it.
Sure.
So here's the thing. Like, when we asked, what's your favorite thing that you have?
What you nerd out about?
I was so close. I thought it was going to be like stamps or something.
Yeah, coins. That's what
coins or stamps or something. But fonts.
Typography.
That's crazy to me because I just started doing graphic design.
Sure.
And so like fonts are so important.
Oh, absolutely.
With the message you're trying to convey to people.
Mm-hmm. I just got a graphic designer and there's nothing more important than the letters that represent the words.
Absolutely. So I'm sitting here and this is why he's our producer, because he's that meticulous. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I just want you to sum it up. Tell me your favorite font.
Times.
My favorite font is called Bickham Script.
Okay.
It comes in like 1, 2, and 3, and then it has additional flourishes. It's the ultimate wedding invitation.
Ooh. Lettering. The fact that you busted out the word flourish describing,
I'm telling you,
I just got a tingles.
Do you
I
see
have
how serious
right
he
now.
Is? Like I'm.
I will fight you over this.
You have to start giving yourself a key. Like, you know, if I type option Y on this on. Pick'em flourishes number 2. I'm going to get the perfect thing to go after the letter Y. You write birth.
We're losing the audience.
Yeah, no, it's like
he is literally about to give us a TED talk.
He's standing over us, delivering this.
Yes.
Yeah. One more time, though. I want you to tell one more time because we have a large, you know, female audience, for especially ones who want to get married. Tell me what that font is. One more time.
It's Bickham, B-I-C-K-H-A-M, Bickham Script.
If I look this font up and it's a dumpster fire, I'm going to...
Yeah. This is the bagel of fonts I'm going to be seeing around.
I'll tell you a story.
Is this the RC Cola
Since everybody's fonts? Sitting, I know that everybody's going to be safe. I'll tell you a story. Talk to a family friend who's a publisher, and he was telling me that the funniest font situation he ever saw was... He was working on a book that was about prostitution, and the font they used for the book was Bembo.
Oh, no.
Wow.
And he thought that was pretty
good.
The irony.
A little on the nose, but okay.
Bob Costas wrote a book about how to save baseball, and the font they used was Fairfield. So that was really great.
Oh, my gosh.
How do you feel about Comic Sans?
Oh, my gosh.
Does that mean without comic?
Are we really doing this right now? First of all, I think it's a practical font. Okay? I think it's practical. I think it's like as basic as it comes.
Only for obituaries.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Heavy. Heavy. Welcome to the morning show.
Some font hate going on up in here.
For real.
Oh, my gosh.
Guys, you're going to have to go look these up real quick because I have no concept of anything visual.
No, wait. You know, you get a computer and they're like, oh, here's Times New Roman and here's... Helvetica and Arial, right? And that's it. And then nobody actually publishes using any of those typefaces. They all use Garamond, Bembo. They use...
Our writing HR people, that segment of that demographic of our show, are really loving this show right now.
I actually just...
All of our professionals
triggering
are
triggering a memory. This is Vivaldi. I remember because my tattoo artist, he went through all these fonts. And he's like, which ones do you want? I was like, oh, I want one of these three.
One of each.
He's like, you're going to want that Vivaldi. I was like, all right.
I feel like everyone who's passionate about fonts is really passionate about fonts.
Yeah, I didn't realize this was a thing.
Me neither.
Like, and I have a graphic designer, so this is like, I was like, well, this is really what you get excited?
As I said, like, I am.
No offense.
I
think it's cool.
In doing this show and, you know, the website and stuff and everything, I'm like learning how important stuff is.
Absolutely.
And so, like, when he said that answer, I was just like, man, I got to talk about this because, like, I think I'm kind of becoming a fan of fonts too. Like, I think that, like, I'm like, you know, trying to, you know, fill it out or whatever. And I think it's like,
thank you for telling us.
I'm not as deep as Steven is.
No, I will tell you this.
This is like a hard drug to Steven. Yeah, like, you see his face.
He mainlines Times New Roman.
When you're talking to somebody who probably isn't very socially, you know, adept, is when someone tells you, you're like, oh, I was using this font, but the numbers weren't right, so I had to use a different font for the numbers. That's the next level. And then Arkham Asylum is, you know what lowercase numbers are.
Oh. Ooh, I was talking to somebody about lowercase numbers yesterday, but it was as a joke, so this is blowing my mind right now.
I have never heard of a lowercase number. Is that?
See, let's not go down this rabbit hole, okay?
No, I got an A in both Englishes, so this is very confusing.
It's so exciting. I mean, the numbers have so much energy and emotion.
Guys, we are in the Matrix now.
So
we
what I'm hearing is Steven does not drink.
No, but he smokes, man.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, he smokes. If you can't tell.
I feel like you have to be like a font aficionado.
Jeez, I hope my mom's not listening to this show.
Hi, Steven's mom.
I hope my mom is listening to this show.
Oh my gosh. You know what? Well, I'm down in Portland a lot.
Okay.
You know, because we have so many shows that we're doing in Portland. And actually, I got to tell you something, Zane. I was so happy to see you down in Chinatown for the show that you were doing.
Yeah.
And I'm just walking along, and I've seen the ad and whatnot, and I was like, where is 4th Street at or whatever, right? Yeah. And so like I just see that, and then I'm walking, I got my headphones in, and I saw the fro, and I was like, And he's out there. He's you know, see. Let me tell you something, Zane. So he just did this show called Local Light, which also you produced,
yeah.
Scotty.
Yeah, yeah.
At Underbar. And your rap, your music was so good.
You did so good, and that had some
people were standing up, man. Yeah. It was great.
Thank you.
And Scotty's got an album coming out. And
I know, so I'm like, excited for that.
Yeah, we did a 4-hour. Really,
yeah.
Just so people get confused. Is that Zane's so funny, and they're like, "Oh, that guy's a great comic," but he's actually a rapper who tells jokes.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, when you said that, I was like, that makes so much sense to me.
Because when you were up there, and I don't like to put any other reference on anyone else, but like I got like early childhood Gambino vibes.
Ooh.
That was fire. It was really good.
I appreciate how raw you are with everything.
It was really it's real.
You are, you know, on the cuff.
Folks, you're listening to the Rogue Apostle Show on KXRW Vancouver. I'm James.
I'm Scotty.
I'm Zane Thomas.
And I'm Steven.
And we'll be right back.
Are you a musician or artist in the local Vancouver, Portland area?
Ready to take things to the next level?
Well, New Waves Northwest on KXRW has got you covered. Send in your song submissions to submitmusic@kxrw.fm for a chance to be highlighted on one of our upcoming episodes.
New Waves Northwest is the best place to discover bands and artists from the Pacific Northwest and all over the country. Once again, send submissions to submitmusic@kxrw.fm. And as always, stay wavy.
Welcome back to the Rogue Apostle Show. I'm James.
I'm Scotty.
I'm Zane Thomas.
And I'm Steven.
Yeah, so what I was saying was that we, you know, our audience is like growing and growing and growing, and they're going out here and seeing you guys in shows.
Sure.
And then, you know, I got to tell you something. I just went to a meeting, actually, for the radio station that neither one of you were at.
Nope.
I'd like to point out.
I was
conveniently
not
sick or just answering the text message, which,
no,
honestly,
it was inconvenient for you.
Yes. It was very inconvenient for me. It was very inconvenient for me. And had I not already promised that I would be at that meeting, I also would have not picked up my phone. It's like, because that's the code we have. But you know what? I laid myself down on the sword for you.
I did this
for you. But anyway, I go to this meeting, and you know, a lot of the hosts that are there, you know, some new folks, you know, and our lovely, adoring boss, the executive director of KXRW Vancouver, Susan.
Shout out, Susan.
Shout out to Susan. Yep. She put together this wonderful meeting, and I wind up giving so I thought this was a joke, because when Steven said, I've got my PowerPoint ready, and I was like, man, he's really fitting in and being with this sarcasm thing.
Nope.
Steven had a PowerPoint.
With garbage fonts.
It's all Comic Sans, actually. It's all Comic Sans. Every other letter is capitalized.
Are you kidding? My title was, I use Futura.
Oh, my God.
That's exactly beautiful. What number of Futura? What sizing?
Oh, please. 36? Scotty, you were not going to derail
36.
Us. Anyway. So he does.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
He does a wonderful. He does a wonderful PowerPoint, right?
Yeah.
And then I get up there and I do the thing that's telling him about social media and whatnot. And what was so bewildering to me, like our cast, every one of our co-hosts here, are musicians, comedians, producing other shows, sure. Host of other shows.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And so a lot of the folks that are at the radio station, they're kind of just getting their feet wet and whatnot. And we're telling them, hey, you have a brand.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I was just thinking about this the other day, especially with Amanda, who's a veteran comedian of like 10 plus years, you know what I mean? And Faith, she's in the comedic scene.
Sure.
And so we have all this talent, doing all these things, and it kind of just raises the brand. It's it is the brand itself. We're all working entertainers, and I was just thinking with the shows that we do, and meeting the people, and getting out there to Portland, it's just a great feeling,
absolutely.
To know that all of our art forms are really appreciated, everything that we're doing, and including this show.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I'm very proud to do this show. This is for, I do The Smoke Break, which is a mental health podcast. I do that.
Yeah, I really love that one.
Yeah, really love that one. And then I do Off the Cuff, which is a music show, which we had Scotty on.
That was one of my favorite, probably my favorite interview of all time.
Yeah.
It was super good. Forget about me, Scotty. Just forget about me. I've given you great interviews.
Go check that out and then compare it to James's.
Scotty's just jumping on the Zane train.
Hey, the Zane train.
The Zane train.
Choo-choo.
Yeah.
Get a little locomotive hat.
But it's having said that, I really love those two shows, but I really enjoy this one just because it allows me to do something different. It allows me to step outside my comfort zone. You guys have really provided an opportunity for me to stretch my legs in ways that I wouldn't normally. So just everything that everybody's doing, and knowing that I'm in a room with just creative people, that inspires you to be more creative. On those days that you're tired and you're like, I don't want to do it, that there's somebody else who's tired and it's just like, I don't want to either, but this is what we signed up for.
We can all kind of decompress together, and we're absolutely. We're all doing the thing,
You guys are talking about different modes of, expressing yourself. And James is an entertainer in a lot of different ways, and he's great. But I'm telling you right now, we probably could have sold tickets to when he got up to talk about social media, because we were talking about if you have questions, everybody can talk to everybody else. And James is like, not me, don't talk to me. And then we mentioned social media, and it was like one of those robots that just gets turned on. And he's like, let me tell you. And then John, a former rogue apostle, started taking pictures of him and posting them on social media to show how easy it was.
That's so funny.
Yeah, took it right to the point. Yeah. I'm so happy.
We should have sold.
I didn't tell them not to talk to me. Let me explain the context.
You said it with your face, and I know exactly how you were.
Here's the thing.
I've seen it.
Susan is very nice.
Yeah.
She's very nice. Mm-hmm. And as our executive director, she's also fairly accessible.
Sure.
Which is great if you want to be contacted, right? Listen. Listen, she gets up there, she's like, and and I'm looking around the room, and it dawns on me. So Susan's been doing this for years.
Sure.
Steven's been doing this for years.
Sure.
Not only 18 months ago, about 15, 18 months ago, I was them. I was new.
Mm-hmm.
It dawned on me in the room, and I'm looking around. I'm like, oh, my God, right. I've been here 18 months.
Yeah, I know a little bit more than the other people who just got here.
You know what I mean? And this is not to tote anything, but sometimes some people will come up to me and go, oh my gosh, you're such a great producer. You're such a great, for me, it's just that. You guys are all contractually obligated to say that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, but sometimes some people will tell me, they're like, oh, you're so, and the thing about it is, when you're in this, doing this, you don't really feel like you're like great, right? You just, it's the job. You got to get the job done, right?
What you, I actually feel is just constant existential dread. Am I doing enough? Yeah. Am I
exactly? And, yeah, exactly. And that's, know, and that's a real thing. Like
bridging the gap of, is this being done enough and the quality I'm going to be happy with in the long run, but also just putting stuff out there.
Yeah.
Like where do I draw the line as a perfectionist, as a, yeah, as a musician?
Yeah. Is done better than host, perfect.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. And so like I'm sitting in this room and you know, there's, you know, all these new people, not all these, but there's new people here. Sure. Right. And so like what she says was, and she says, and if you ever need any information, feel free to call any one of us. And I looked around the room and I was like, hold on. Wait a minute.
First of all, don't call my phone ever.
And then, yeah, and then, okay, so here you go. But hold on, here you go. So I then somebody's asking a question or something. And then, you know, Susan being very, and she says, as I said before, if you ever need anything, don't hesitate to call any one of us. And so then they call me up for social media. And I'm like, and I just want to just thank you, Susan, so much for that wonderful speech and everything. And I just want to let everyone know that if you need anything, don't call me.
Don't play on my phone.
Yeah.
Don't ever call me.
Pay attention to what I'm about to say now and soak it in. Because yeah, this is a one shot deal.
Bitch button.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you call me, I will end you.
But you know, I said they could message or email me, but I said just absolutely do not. Do you guys ever like when you're just going about your day? You're just going about your day. And then for some reason, because I think we've conditioned all of our friends to just message, but then somebody just calls you.
I've been doing voice messages and I had a really big hesitancy with it, but like I'm constantly driving and I've just been like, hey, so this is the thing I need to say. You can listen to it real quick. I can say it real quick and we can both be done with it. But
I don't have to, I actually am leaning towards agreeing with Zane because he started doing it with me and I'm like, this is so much easier. I'm just like, say, and it's more personalized. It's your voice.
Yeah, you can tell what I'm saying.
I misconstrue text all the time and I'm a bad like.
Okay, so there's a thing. Text is, I agree. I'm kind of on the cusp.
Yeah,
you
know,
I'm a older Gen Xer. So I've been through the technology, and I know the old school stuff. I had the phone cord attached to the wall that you stretch out.
They were attached to the wall?
Yeah, exactly. It's crazy.
I'm just kidding.
The before times.
The landline before times.
It uses text as much as possible until that moment where then there's a decision tree, and to get through that decision tree really quickly, you have to get like immediate. It's like the speed round, and then you have to be on the phone.
Yeah.
I'm literally in line right now. I need your answer right now. I have to call you.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. No, and here's the thing. Like, I'm starting to come around to the phone messaging thing. I'm starting to come around to
that. Like the voice memos. Yeah.
And you know, I have some friends who, that's just the way they communicate.
Yeah.
But me, I really like the words being on. I like to just say, boom, this is what it is. Well, yeah,
it's nice because you can look back through the message and be like, oh, they said 54 at the beginning of the message instead of having us do a 3-minute message and be like, what was the number? Like, but I produce another show with my other producer. Like, we're constantly talking. And if I had to read through messages or type messages, like, I couldn't work. I'm working for Lyft constantly, so it's just like I just don't have time to devote to typing out every note, backspace, every word.
Well, there's another thing, which is that and it's not good now, but it's getting better, which is speech to text
messages. I was just gonna say that, except it doesn't let me do profanity, which I try to avoid, but it's always just asterisks. Okay, I have to actually type this.
One time me and him almost got in a fight because he used it, and it was 6 letters, or was it 5 letters?
I was like,
did this
I did not do that.
Folks, it was very awkward.
I got it.
Folks, you're listening to the Rogue Apostles show on KXRW Vancouver. I'm James.
I'm Scotty.
I'm Zane Thomas.
And I'm Steven.
And we'll see you next time.